Okay. Off we go. Vominos. Greetings, True Believers, and welcome to the 34th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. It's a special birthday week installment. Happy birthday, Ian.
Happy birthday.
Hooray for me. Yay.
And happy birthday to me. All right.
Oh, man. You already derailed my birthday plans, yep. And then you had to steal some of my thunder.
Your birthday's already doomed. I'm over it. I'm waiting for mine, which is coming up in a couple days. Your birthday's now meaningless to me. I am the only one, also known as Craig, with me, as always. Chaos, no, man, I can't even talk. Chaos,
yeah.
72, Stinky Bean 15, Ray, and that guy whose birthday is already over, Ian of the Long Box Heroes.
Not over it until midnight. It's because you were racked with guilt. You couldn't even do the intro right.
I know, I totally screwed it up.
And all my plans were minor. All I wanted was a special dinner, maybe a delicious sarsaparilla.
Yeah, that sounds good.
A bit of How's Your Father with the Misses.
Yeah.
No, none.
All that sounds, all that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I'm going to do that on your birthday and call you.
I don't even get to enjoy my birthday, so you can enjoy that.
I will. That helps. I feel better already. Let's do this show.
Yeah, the wife's family's in, and the wife's one family member, her boyfriend, and then his parents are in for the weekend, followed up by my sister is traveling on Sunday and wants to meet me for dinner in Altoona. So I have to get people out of my house in the morning to then promptly get in a car and drive to Altoona for dinner. So there will be no relaxing
no
of any
times,
kind on my birthday.
No amount of times that I can hear that sentence and not giggle.
Which one?
The going to Altoona.
Oh, because he wants to go there.
Get out of my house. I want to go to Altoona and eat dinner.
Want to go to Altoona? I don't think that phrase has ever been uttered. No one's ever wanted to go to Altoona. All right, except that one time where the palace made an appearance.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I'll call my Altoona people. They can hook you up with some delicious recommendations for dinner.
Okay. All right, so this is the week of Ignore When You're Listening to This, 4/13 through 4/20, 2016. The events of this week, Wednesday, your Deadpool dailies. Wednesday got you a black Captain Marvel. Thursday, Blue Iron Man. Friday, the always awesome Purple Iron Fist. Saturday, Red Ragnarok. Sunday, Purple Kamala Khan. Monday, Blue Quicksilver. Tuesday, gets you a green Scarlet Witch. And Wednesday is a red Vision. So, good stuff there. Can never have enough Iron Fist and Scarlet Witch. So say I.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, no, that was an okay list. It means we're getting back to the top of the queue. It means there's another Luke Cage right around the corner.
Woohoo! He's the man. Who is the man? Luke. Your 5-day 4-star crash of the Titans.
It's a clash.
Yeah. Since last we spoke, 4/7 last week was the X-23. I had no bueno there. No bueno. How'd you guys do?
Who'd you fight?
Already forgotten. It was someone who wrecked me a lot.
Who was the participant?
Yeah.
X-23.
X-23.
Oh, X-23. Oh, that was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I don't remember who I fought, and as we discussed going into that I think I have her at 001. So
yeah.
I
have two covers, or not even a question.
On the 12th, however, was Ghost Rider versus Galacti types.
Yes,
that one went way better for me. It turns out that all I needed to do was sit there and get beat on and save up enough green to do two pennant stairs right before I died, and down he went. So that was a
you
nice
should try
win.
That with. Try that with black next time. It'll be even more effective.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Penance there is his black ability.
Oh, all right.
I don't know how saving up green helped you, but I'm glad that it did.
I thought it was green.
Nope.
What do you want from me, Adam Lambert? All right. Never mind.
Oh, man. I kind of don't want to know. It went horribly for me. I have Ghost Rider at 100, so one level of Hellfire was in no way helpful. And yeah, I got smushed.
My I had Hellfire as well. I managed to get that off. That annoyed him slightly. And I managed to get off a Penance Stare right near the end. That annoyed him a little bit more. And then he just slowly beat me down. He didn't even get his cosmic power off. He just slowly beat me down with the countdowns, and that was it.
However, as we discussed in the non-listener comment portion, we had our good friend Stink Palm, who did in fact defeat him with great ease, but since he has been cursed by the Puzzle Warriors 3, he opened up the token and got a blue Sue Storm and quickly posted that he would be taking a vacation to State College to punch someone in the face. To which I said, ha ha, sucker, I don't live in State College. Enjoy your punching, guys.
And then for everyone who got your reward, most likely today, coming up on 417 will be the Howard the Duck crash. Clash. I always say crash.
It is crash.
It is crash.
Yeah. Yep. You got it completely right. I'd just like to inject the other one in there to throw you off.
Oh. Okay. You succeeded.
happy birthday to me.
At least the developers were merciful, and they did give you the purple ability, which lets you go invisible, which will give you your chance of actually winning that. The big conjecture is who will Howard be fighting? And I saw someone post in a forum, which made me laugh, that they thought it should be Bagman. And I was like, I'm down.
Good to stay. I got to fire up my game. I didn't know you got a free Howard the Duck today.
Well, you have to beat the last fight.
Oh, I better get to it. Yeah, I got time for this show anymore. I'm out.
Yeah, you got to get to win the last battle and swipe left.
Okay.
It's four waves. There's a wave of thugs, of just hammer thugs, right? And then a wave of symbiotes. And then, what's the third one?
I don't know that.
I don't remember. And then it was the last is Doc Ock, Moonstone, and somebody else. Sentry?
Oh,
all right. I don't know.
I don't remember. That was a long time ago. That was early this morning.
I played it several times. Okay. I need all those points, but I don't. My memory is just awful. I should have written it down.
So, yeah, Ian, so get that up so you can get your Howard cover.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really had been not playing too hard, but at the very least, I'd been playing all of the rest of the event just to read the story because it was pretty good.
Yeah, we'll get to that later because, I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The next event, story events. So your Web Wonder, as we were speaking of, is finishing up for everybody. 27,000 got you a blue Spider-Man, 54,000 for the CP, and as we said earlier, if you can finish that last mission, you get your Howard cover. Top 10 folks got Red Hulk covers, so that's a good prize. And 11 through 200 get Doc Ock. Next event coming up is Prodigal Son. We'll talk a little bit more about that later because the return of scaling test. So
yes.
We'll see how that goes. 39,000 will get you a Doc Ock. 104,000 is the CP. Top 10 folks get some Reed Richards. And the 11 on down is Sam Wilson covers. In your PvPs, First Avenger is the Captain America events wrapping up. 800 gets you a blue cap, 1,000 for purple Jean Grey, 1,300 points for the 25 CP. First place got you a green Howard, and then 2 through 100 are She-Hulks. And then the next event is the Howard event, Foul Play. Usually these tend to run once, so if you want to try it, give it a whirl. 800 red She-Hulk, 1,000 blue Howard the Duck, 1,300 for the CP. Top prize is a Kingpin, and then 2 through 100 again, more Sam Wilsons. So lots of Sam Wilsons to be had this week.
I wonder who's coming up next in the events.
I don't know. Probably Sam Wilson. All right. So duck season. Wabbit season. What do we think? What do
duck
we like?
Duck season? So far, so good. I like, there's not an element that I haven't enjoyed other than it's been incredibly popular. So I can't push my way to a whole bunch of Howard the Duck covers as I have been successful in the past. You know, Daisy and Punisher and Nova releases. I've been doing my best, though. His adding him to the taco token vault was by far my favorite. I didn't win him there, but I did happen to have some taco tokens saved up, so it could have paid off, but it didn't.
Yeah. Oh, sad story.
Yeah, not that sad, but thanks.
Yeah, I really liked the events. What was the second one before Swipe Left? The second sub was really freaking hard.
It was good. The one where Kingpin put on a production of Guys and Dolls,
guys and featuring, dolls with real thugs.
Featuring the Magia as actual gangsters. Yeah, that was gold.
Compared to that, Swipe Left has been relatively easy, which is good. It allowed me to get the one Howard cover, but I did not fare well. I lost like half the fights. playing in that sub. It was
I did well, but fortunately I had waited until everybody else had completed the sub, and you guys had posted information on our Facebook page as to how to do it successfully, so I just stole all your ideas and coasted. Well, that's my new jam.
When it comes to that, for the final waves fight, case closed, I did... Oh, this isn't going to help you, though. You don't... I recently championed Iron Man 40, and he just slaughters everyone.
Ha! Shh, don't tell Craig.
I used him with Kamala Khan and Cap, and yeah, Battery Man gave Cap all the blue and red I could possibly use. I used that to wipe out any countdown tiles. Meanwhile, my shields are going so fast, and every time I throw one, my party gets healed by Kamala. Holy crap, I barely took any damage in all four waves. It is like I said, compared to the previous sub, this one was easy.
I have secretly turned into Craig in my own way, in that whenever I have trouble with a fight, I go to my default characters, and it's always Old Man Logan, Cyclops, and the Hulk, and I just blew through them like they weren't even there.
Interesting.
Old Man reliable.
Logan. Yeah, you only have one Old Man Logan, don't you?
Yeah, but he's red, yellow, and black, so he can just sit there, heal a little bit with the yellow healing power that I have, and he pretty much just tanks for Cyclops, and then Cyclops just blasts a hole through everybody in the way. And, you know, when I get some extra green, I throw a thunderclap in there.
Right, so when you find something that works for you, why screw it up? That's what I'm saying.
Because you have 80 characters and you only play three.
Yeah. That is mostly true. Mostly true.
But if you do get IM40, I am on board now with the whole IM40 talk. He's just a charger, but when you get to yellow to five, he charges everything, and it's devastating.
Yeah, yeah, Battery Man. Got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm all aboard now.
Yeah, good work.
Whatever. So, yeah, the storyline, however, was very enjoyable with Aunt May and her pleasant date with Doc Ock. It made me laugh.
Yeah, all of them. The Hammer Company picnic was funny.
Yep.
Kingpin production of Guys and Dolls was funny. Or Guys and Gals, I'm sorry. We don't want any copyright issues. But that was funny. And yeah, the Aunt May animation is pretty cool, too. For what little of it there is.
Aunt May telling Spider-Man to go pound sand and then thanking Howard. it was good. It was a funny storyline. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I also enjoyed it. The round where you got to actually play Howard, what did you think of him?
He seemed good. I know that you're supposed to really try them out when you have them, but I'm like, I'm more familiar with the other two characters. I'll just focus on them. And
nope. I tried as much Quack Fu. Makes me laugh every time he comes out and just boots people with his giant webbed foot. And then the Duck Duck Loose is a good time.
Yeah, Duck Duck Loose was a killer. Once you got that off, I just watched them all fade away. It was good. And even Bill of Rights, where he just yells at people and stuns them. They're all good powers. I think he's, you know, you didn't get to choose who you played him with, but I think he's a pretty useful character. I was hoping to get more than one cover.
Yeah, I really wish I'd got more than one cover, because I think I would enjoy playing with him. But
it's not impossible. There's still a chance. It's just
you'll get another
unlikely.
One?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's in the first
vaults.
Avenger. There's a couple more events coming up.
I think so. And, you know, he's still floating around in those vaults. I still have a fair amount of hero points. Maybe I'll finally break down and indulge myself for a 10-pack out of one of those vaults and hope for the best.
Man, you guys have way more hero points than I ever dream of.
That's what we do.
Appears to be the case. I think I have 90.
Sorry, that's a sad story.
All right. Other things. Prodigal Son. Making its return.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is the, what is this, phase 3 of the scaling tests?
I believe so.
All right, yes. So it's supposed to be higher level team advantage. They intended to make it. There's a post on the D3 forum that Hi-Fi put up, but it is from Anthony over at Demiurge, which has your details. It says high level team advantage with new mission difficulty. We intended to make it so that enemies scaled up slower as your roster improved. The current implementation wasn't giving high level enough teams enough of an advantage as we wanted, so they decreased the speed that enemies scaled. So that'll be nice.
Yeah.
And increased the spread of difficulty. In the past two runs, there wasn't enough difference between the easiest and hardest mission, the Chaos Rule. Also, we felt that there wasn't enough difference between the first mission you beat and the sixth, the maximum difficulty. So they increased the difference in both areas by making the easiest end much easier and the hardest end only slightly easier than the previous runs.
Interesting.
So give that a whirl.
Right. I'll definitely be excited to try it and see how it plays out. Although it does sound very much like they, as always, you know, are really taking the player comments to heart and doing their best to incorporate them into this round of testing.
Yeah, I think they always try and do a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, I mean, we've said this every time, hopefully correct with this, but on paper, it really sounds good. It sounds like it's a significant improvement over the first test. So, yeah, again, my hopes are up. And we know that this probably isn't even the final test.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see. But I'm hoping it's better. It sounds much better.
Right. Cthulhu has also, since then, posted the first further teasers of the new 4-star character. So here's what we know. For 12 black, remove random friendly countdown tiles and deal damage to the enemy plus damage for each tile removed. For 8 purple, place countdown tiles on the board. If an opponent fires a power, remove the countdown tile and deal damage to the target enemy. So I guess there's your retribution piece. And for 8 red, deal damage to the target or deal almost double the damage to the target if they have more than 90% of their total health. So that's an interesting one of blast someone when they're at full.
And, for a lot. Yeah. That's fantastic.
So we still don't know for sure who this is going to be. I don't know. Are we still betting Winter Soldier? Is that still what we're thinking?
It seems pretty plausible based on, you know, what's upcoming with the movie Captain America 3 and the like. I would not be surprised if it turned out to be the Winter Soldier.
We have some listener comments that I will bring up later about this, but I still am leaning toward Bucky. Definitely. Like I said, I really like a couple of the ideas that are in the listener comments, but we'll get to those.
All right, good enough. And then, something new for all the peoples out there. New announcement came out today, I believe. The game is now available on the Amazon store. So if you've got some friends out there who have some kind of Kindle Fire device.
Right.
They can
now live the dream.
Yeah, have them get on this game and then make them come listen to this show. Insert shameless plug here.
Right. I like bringing it full circle. That's good. The more platforms that it's on, the better. And the more things that get done, like with the Amazon store, that means it's drawing ever closer to the inevitable being able to merge my iPhone and Steam accounts.
You can keep living the dream.
I will.
Someday it'll happen.
So this is a question out of pure ignorance. Is the Kindle going to be backed up to Facebook like other mobile devices? Did it say?
It does not say. I'm assuming since it's another mobile thing that it will have all the powers of other mobile games.
Yeah, it doesn't specifically say, but I would think that would be the case.
But yeah, that's what's going on. All right, Ray, cool. Hit me with all these comments.
Okay, so first...
Boom!
suddenly I was not expecting that. So first, under corrections/retractions... Not really. But Moonroach on the D3 forums, I believe, posted a correction to something we said. We were talking, apparently, in the last episode about prime numbers, and he said...
But I had made a joke about it, and I included either 1 or 2 as a prime number.
Two.
Probably 1. Was it 2?
You discluded 2, and 2 is a prime number.
Is a prime number.
Yeah. So thank you for pointing that out. Wow.
I thought I included 1. I thought that was where I had failed.
Got to give, the math people their due.
Absolutely. Better to be accurate when you can.
Right. And as far as retractions go, I am okay with that one. We had a whole bunch of comments, like I said before, about the new character. Jordan from Jersey I love this one. He's thinking Crossbones for Civil War. And if you remember, that was a character that I wanted to put in like late last year.
He is in the movie.
He is. I would love that to happen, even though I don't think it will. He also said that as a long shot, and this is completely, I am completely unfamiliar with this, Mar-Vell of the Revengers.
Oh.
I'm unfamiliar with that character.
No, yeah. I thought Mar-Vell was the name of the original... I thought he was I thought that was Captain Marvel back when he was still a dude. He was like a member of the Kree.
Yeah, he's an alien, right? Yeah, I think he's a Kree.
Yeah, he was a Kree, and he did some stuff. This is something I'd have to do research on to know more about, but the name sounds familiar.
I believe
but only
you're
vaguely.
Correct. So when I did any sort of research on that, all I got was information about male Captain Marvel. So, yes. Although...
Okay.
Again, hey, Leonard, help us out here. D-Wing Illinois mentioned that he is on board with the Winter Soldier idea as well. However, Noble Browncoat brought up, he said on a lighter side, even though we know who the character is likely going to be, he said in the recent Secret Wars event, Dazzler was taken hostage by Mystique and farmed for mutant growth hormone. When she woke up, she was all out for revenge and had a angry, vengeance-filled Dazzler taking revenge. Oh. So,
man, that would make me happy. Again, I still have a dream that developers listen to this show, which is how we got Howard the Duck. So if this can also score me a Dazzler, man, I will probably quit asking for things right after they also then get Nightcrawler. And certain powers get renamed to the way I like them.
He also posted a picture from
Dazzler, man. Come on.
Yeah. Well, if you want to take a look at it, he posted a picture of Uncanny X-Men Volume 3, Number 24. There is a angry, vengeance-filled Dazzler on the cover, and he thinks that they should use that. And it's a pretty interesting cover. So, I thought you'd like that.
Well, I've been thinking about her so much that I actually went on the Marvel.com, and I was this close to subscribing to their Unlimited service so that I could read all of the new all-female Avengers, because she's one of the main characters.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize she was so prominent again.
Yeah, she's Dazzler. Dazzler. Come on. She was in the video game. That makes her a star.
Do you see what happens when you encourage Craig listeners? Nothing good.
Hey, what happened every time we play that video game? That's right. This guy. Who do you play? Dazzler. Every time.
Right. It doesn't mean it was of any value.
Yes, it was.
It was a good time.
She could hurl people the whole way across the screen. She just didn't have a stick. It's not my fault Storm had a stick. Dazzler better. Threw a ball of light at you and blew up the screen. Come on. Everything was better than Colossus or Cyclops.
Nope, Cyclops was good.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was. He was very useful in that game.
Didn't have a stick. Couldn't hold
the screen.
He
didn't have a stick. All right. Next subject. We got several comments. There is a full-out war going on the whole pink and purple argument.
It's still purple. Purple. Deadpool doesn't come on the screen when you first start getting Deadpool. You're like, hey, pick more of the pink ones. I like the pink ones. No, he says purple. Make more of the purple ones. Purple.
Mariachi Skeleton posted a picture of Bullseye, and he said, in support of Team Pink, if the gem in that picture is purple, then what color is Bullseye? And if you look at the image, it's quite clearly darker. However, I would say, well, we'll get to what I'll say in a minute. The next, our friend Leonard F. Chikarison just posted hashtag Team Purple.
Yeah.
And I have to mention this, Chloe on the website posted hashtag Team Magenta. If we're taking sides on this, I never pass up the chance to take the third option.
Moving on.
I agree with Chloe. I like magenta. I actually spent a little time on this and did some color comparisons online. And I have to say, I'm sorry, it's purple. It's still purple. It's always going to be purple. I like the magenta idea because it is light purple, but,
yeah, it's still purple.
It's still purple. Okay, next topic. There was a lot of discussion about Howard, obviously. However, a couple things that I had to mention. Noble Browncoat said he has not disagreed more with us than when we said Howard the Duck was better than The Force Awakens. He
it
almost
totally
nerd raged.
All right. Maybe it's the fact that he's younger than us and doesn't realize the glory of how awesome actual Star Wars was. This garbage they've been making for the past 10 years, 20 years. I don't know. How long has it been since the crapping with Jar Jar McSuckalot came out? What year was that?
Again, it shouldn't be lumped in because that's totally separate.
Ugh.
And that's fine. It just, again, now I'll have to revisit it. Not only for Noble Browncoat, for my own sanity. I feel like it wasn't, because it's probably not a bad movie. I was just so disappointed.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted something other than an updated version of what I'd already watched.
Right.
I agree that if
they could have written a different plot,
my goodness,
just somewhat different, I think it would have been exceptional.
If you change a dozen words in that script, it's A New Hope all over again.
Yep.
They still escape from the same desert planet on the same freighter ship.
Yeah.
But
and again, just, oh my, everything is the same.
History repeats itself.
Oh, disappointing.
That was my disappointment.
Yeah, was an excellent movie.
And wait, don't get past that. We replaced the awesomeness that was James Earl Jones with Adam Driver. Adam Driver. Come on. That guy can't act his way out of a wet paper bag.
I don't know. If you were to imagine...
He might be a better actor than everyone else on Girls, but that ain't saying much.
We're reaching more agreement points.
Right. We're agreeing and spiraling out of control at the same time, even though you are completely correct on that one.
Oh.
I don't know that he's the best on Girls. That sure is terrible. Now we're... Someone talk about Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, Ray. Get me off the Star Wars thing. We need to save that for a different show.
All right, I have to, since I mentioned Noble Browncoat and how he agreed with me, I have to also mention Leonard said Howard the Duck is a better movie than Episode 1, and he liked that movie. There you go.
That movie was good if you can blank every scene with Jar Jar completely out of memory and delete everything that has to do with the trade consortium. And really, if it's not a scene with pod racing, you could probably just delete it. So if you sum up the whole movie down to just pod racing, movie was excellent. Because I enjoyed the pod racing. That was my favorite part.
All right. Yeah, it had some good elements.
I think it was better than this new one.
No.
Outside of the lame poop jokes that it had, it was totally better.
Outside of 90% of the movie, this other movie was... No.
Yeah, because really, there's probably 92% of the new movie I could just do without, because I've already seen it. I saw it when I was a little kid.
I really think the only thing you need to do... So, scoop up the new one on 3D Blu-ray, and the next time we get together, we'll watch New Hope and... Or not New Hope, we'll watch Episode 1 and Episode 7 back-to-back.
I did pick it up, but not on 3D, because when I saw it in 3D, I was unimpressed.
Disappointed?
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly, I don't know, a four-second scene. Maybe it was 4 seconds. Might have been two.
Right.
That the 3D made me go, ooh, and then that was it.
All right.
The rest
of
the 3D made me sad, so.
We'll make this happen for science.
Okay.
All right, other comments. Jordan from Jersey mentioned that our dramatic retelling of the wrestling video is better than the actual video. But he's not a wrestling guy, so there you go. D-Wing Illinois says, you're welcome for the character write-up. He was glad that we enjoyed it, but just remember, with silly powers come practically no responsibility.
Nice.
Stinkbomb wrote up an entire drinking game for listening to this podcast. I am not going to go through it here because it's really in-depth and really cool, but you can see it on Reddit under the Puzzle Warriors 3 post under Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit. It's really good. He put some thought into it, and I enjoyed reading it.
If you're playing right now, still purple.
And then I wanted to just fairly quickly go over some of these comments on the D3 forum. So my opinion of the D3 forum about Marvel Puzzle Quest is there is a lot of negativity there. There's a lot of people just complaining about the game and whatnot. However, these posts, they just stood out. And here they are. Maddox says, you guys always give me a few chuckles every week. Keep up the hard work. Like One Tiger said, really enjoyed the episode. Keep up the great work. Many laughs in this week's episode. Simon says, how the hell did you guys get Josh into the podcast? It's like pulling teeth just to get some info posted. So I take that as a compliment that we were able to get the producer on.
Yeah.
And Dark Nova said that he's never been into podcasts until he heard this one, and now it's a highlight of his week.
Sweet.
Wow.
He goes on to say great banter between three genuinely funny guys, and it's a full paragraph of nothing but compliments. And if your name is Jeff, you get to sit in the VIP area. He also suggests that we are doing PR for the game and that they should pin a forum post about us on the top of their banner. So, you know, guys, I really appreciate these comments. They're just fantastic and can't say enough thank yous.
Yeah, I was going to say that last one was bordering on too kind. Like, when someone said we gave them a few chuckles, I was like, sweet, a few chuckles. We're living the dream.
Man, nothing could please me more than these comments and maybe just kicking Ian swiftly in the gonads. That would make my life better. But besides that, this was a good time.
Yeah, sorry that you have all that pent-up hostility. I've really tried to tone it down over the years after your wife sincerely approached me and said, please stop assaulting my husband every time you see him.
Happy birthday to me.
So maybe I do deserve a kick in the groonies.
Was that it? You all
wrapped that was it. I ended on the extremely positive note.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Ian?
Yes?
What time is it?
I don't know. Is it once again time to bust a rhyme?
No, it's 4:30. It's not late.
Oh.
It's early. 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 It's time for the feature character of the week.
Feature character of the week.
Week.
Hit me.
All right. So this week we have taken the time to, I don't know whether to call him I think he's an android. He's not a cyborg, is he? He doesn't have any human parts.
He was made with DNA.
It's kind of a clone.
Yeah.
It's part clone. It's kind of a clone. Anyway.
He's a cyborg.
Once upon a time. Right. Depending on how you want to follow. Well, it depends on where you are in the storyline. Once upon a time, Tony Stark, Reed Richards, and Hank Pym built themselves an evil Thorbot to crush the resistance in the original run of Civil War, and they named it Ragnarok.
Now,
it went crazy. Yes?
They used a strand of Thor's hair to create.
Yeah, true.
So that's why I said kind of a clone. They used his DNA.
No, there was cloning. They did clone Asgardian DNA and pumped it into this creation. It crushed their enemies and accidentally murdered Goliath. And that's kind of when things turned in the other direction for the anti-registration heroes. And it was eventually destroyed by the team of Hercules and Storm, only to be put into top secret storage and rehashed over and over again. I think it came back, obviously, in Dark Reign. If you played through the prologue like you're supposed to, you know that Ragnarok shows up in the final battle through a process of collecting Thor's DNA yet again and some Osborn cleverness. He showed up again in Siege, fought one of the Warriors Three. Thor smashed him yet again. I mean, he gets a good smashing every now and again. He really messes someone up bad, and then Thor puts him in his place. The other gods do not tolerate Ragnarok. So now he's made his way to Marvel Puzzle Quest, and he's everybody's favorite character. If your name's Stink Bomb. So, Ragnarok, he is a green, red, and blue character. His green power, godlike power, cost 14 green AP. Ragnarok whips up his hammer and dishes out some damage to all the enemies and to all the allies. He also destroys a random column, and it does not generate AP when he does so. He starts off doing 203 to enemies and 137 to allies. The damage you do to enemies increases, allies stays the same as levels go up, and you only ever destroy one column, maxing out at 2,276 damage to all enemies and 435 to all allies. As you pump levels into him, it's always 137 goes up. There's some math involved. Thunderclap, his red ability, to bargain 6 red AP. Ragnarok shoots some lightning, deals some damage, and adds 2 blue tiles to the board. It starts off by creating 2 blue tiles and dealing 164 damage. Then it creates 3 blue tiles. Then it deals more damage. Then it creates 4 blue tiles. Then it deals more damage. So, at the maximum level, Ragnarok is dealing 1,357 damage and creating 4 blue tiles. And then his final power, his blue power, Lightning Rod, costs you 8. Ragnarok uses his hammer to get some health. Oh, and to cycle back towards godlike power also by creating some green charged tiles. So he creates 1 green charged tile, and he gives himself a burst of 312 health. As the levels go up, he gives himself more health. Then he gives himself 2 charged tiles. Then he gives himself more health. Then he gives himself 3 charged tiles and more health. So at a maximum level, he is doing 3 green charge tiles and healing himself for 1,754 damage. Other than the fact that he has a pretty substantial number of hit points, I never, ever, ever use Ragnarok, and I know very little about an appropriate build for him. I can only assume that it is something like 5-5-3 because no one has any respect for healing powers. And I don't know. Someone who likes Ragnarok, tell me something more.
I don't know. That has to be Craig.
Oh, I was waiting for the crickets to chirp. No, I don't think he's that bad. He's that bad. I don't know. I like to team him up with Kamala Khan. So when he, sure. you know, he damages everyone and then, but heals them at the same time.
Oh, okay.
And then
sure.
When he heals himself, he also heals everybody else.
Right.
I was like, who did I throw in as the third on that team? Vision, I think, whose powers are also cheap. So I wasn't that
upset. Okay, I see where you're going. I was like, did you make that as a joke team?
No, because I wasn't that upset about godlike power because right. I was getting all the healing back.
I was just wondering if you were trying to go for a robot team with some healing thrown
out. Oh, you know, it didn't occur to me that it ended up being a robot team. But
so I'm
sure.
looking on what the internet say. The internets definitely say 5-5-3. By a reasonable amount. However, the second most common build is a 3-5-5. So there are some people who do use the lightning rod power.
Right, and really don't like damaging themselves.
I don't use the lightning rod power at all because I sold his covers for so long. I only have him at a 4-1-0.
Uh-huh.
So I don't use lightning rod at all. I don't have it. But eventually I'll have it. But what's that?
I guess that makes your decision easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I just started collecting him again about a month ago and have not got very many covers yet, obviously. So that's why I don't have much to comment. I use him when I really don't care. I also only have him at level 40 because I don't have the covers. So
right.
don't have a whole lot to comment on. All I can tell you is he is one of the characters that I always target when fighting against him, because
yeah,
he uses
something
so
about
many
the AI
powers so quickly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Usually for me, he is awful. When he is in the hands of the AI, he is an absolute monster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, really, I started using him more as a homage to Sig Palms trying to claim that he wasn't that bad. And he's really not that bad. So I do use him on occasion.
That's a ringing endorsement if I've ever heard one. He's not that bad, I guess.
I don't know. And out of the fact that no matter what people say, I just like to be stubborn and I refuse to use Battery Man for anything. So I just like to also bust out, you know, characters that other people don't use once in a while.
Sure.
If you ever played Diablo 2 with me, you would find that I'd like to do that out of spite back in that game too, where there were powers in that game that no one used for any reason. So those were the ones that I would max out and force them down people's throats saying, no, this really isn't that bad. Look at it go.
That's so fantastic. That really helps me understand that you haven't changed in like 30 years.
That is all true. All true.
When we used to play Vampire the Masquerade, you would whatever clan was the least popular in the card game, you're like, nope, playing them. They're the best. That, coming at you.
That's correct.
Man, you're a jerk.
You know what, Ian? Maybe we should start up a VTS/Jihad podcast. Where the two of us can be the only people in the world who sit around and talk about that card game and how much I miss it. Because there is still an online community, and they've actually have made more cards for it that you can print out on your home printer and just tape to the front of the old card.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
All right.
And I can't convince Ray that he should learn this game to play with us, because, man, I miss playing that game.
Sure.
Best card game ever. If you're a Magic fan, you
if
thought
your name
that
is
was the
Craig.
Best game, you were wrong. No, really, it was. Magic is set up as a dueling game between two people, really, and this was Garfield's real game of multiplayer. Like, this was the game where you sat around a whole table at one time and played. It was fantastic. So, yeah, Ragnarok, there you go.
Right. Of the week.
Hey. All right, Ray, you tell me you got 1.2 million rewards this week by buying a 10-pack. Tell me more.
I did not tell you that at all.
Yes, you did.
I did spend all my hero points on 10-pack just so that I could try and sell everything to get the ISO that I needed to champion a couple characters. I posted this on our Alliance's Facebook page. I had IM40, and I had 5 Colossus covers, and I couldn't just sell Colossus, and I really didn't want to sell IM40, so I did everything I could to be able to use both of them, including spending all my hero points just to get covers to sell to get ISO. But I was able this week to pull off from my champion Colossus, I got an X-Force Wolverine, which is great because I already have him championed, so that's just right. Another level for me. I am 40. I managed to get him championed, and that netted me a cherry bomb for Spider-Gwen.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, very happy with that. And during the last week, I did a slow crawl to 20 command points, and that netted me a Green Goblin.
Oh,
wow. Good job.
Yeah.
Which one?
Purple. His purple power.
Is that the multicolor one?
It is.
Oh, that's Pumpkin Bomb? Oh.
So
that's good living.
And somebody in the Alliance spent $100, which got me 7 points.
7 command points. Yeah, I remember that day. That was a good day.
And today I got 15 from my daily resupply. So that got me another token, and I got a Black Punisher, the 4-star Punisher.
Oh, to Punisher to the max?
So, yeah. So now, after spending hero points to get ISO, and after getting all these covers, I now have no hero points, and I had to sell characters in order to make room for Punisher and Green Goblin.
Well, you get the 2,000 in the simulator. That get you another Black Punisher to the max.
2,000.
Oh, good.
Nice.
That's the good, yeah.
That is on my list to do.
I was going
to
say, that's punishment. I'll have to try harder this season. Who did you sell?
I still have a couple 2-stars that are fully covered, but not leveled. I ended up selling my 2-star Hawkeye in order to make room for Green Goblin.
Oh, okay. Right on. In a somewhat of a segue, not long box hero related, so it's not that interesting, but I've decided I can use my phone account to really kind of put my money where my mouth is when it comes to this show. And I had been opening tokens because I still hoard tokens on there too. I just have a problem. It's reoccurring in long box heroes, but I'd opened up like a whole bunch and I'd ended up with 8 2-star Bullseye tokens.
Oh.
And I really like 2-star Bullseye, but I didn't have any hero points to make him part of my team. So I just went ahead and did it and I got rid of Psylocke.
Oh really? Psylocke.
Yep, I dumped poor Psylocke, put Bullseye into play, and I don't regret it for a second.
You'll regret it once the new movie comes out and you see how sweet Psylocke looked.
Nope, it was a worthwhile experiment for sure.
Okay.
You're going to get a lot of hate mail on that. Or at least one.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Right. What was I thinking? However, I don't know why. Maybe it was because Craig hasn't been spending any of his, but he has rekindled my love for not opening tokens. So I got nothing this week. I've hoarded all my CP is stockpiled. I championed Mystique. I still haven't opened that token, so who knows what could be out there waiting for me. The only thing, I did open a bunch of Taco tokens that I had been hoarding in hopes of getting a Howard and didn't get really anything nice. Except I got the 10,000 ISO.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was worth it.
I think I've got 6 3-star covers that are, I'm probably just going to end up selling because I no ISO whatsoever.
The only thing I got this week was one of my daily rewards was a Electra cover.
That's nice. Which one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I can't tell you at the moment because I'm being a jerk and playing a match as we talk.
Of course you are. But Electra's good. I like her. I like her red is pretty good. Her black is way more powerful than I thought it was going to be, so.
Yeah, for some reason, I always forget that it also does damage.
Yeah, it does.
I always just plan on it preventing damage, and then it does damage, and I get surprised like every time. Like, oh, that hurt people. I was just playing that to stay alive. But yeah, that power is, it's way better than I think it is. I don't know why.
Yes,
I just think she's
is.
A terrible character in my head, but every time it comes up, I'm like, oh, that ain't so bad. I don't know. What do I know? I don't know nothing.
I don't know. Oh, which reminds me. Yes. I don't know that this is related in any way or even appropriate for this show. Did either, not you, Craig, never mind. You're out of this conversation already. Ray, did you watch any of the new Daredevil season?
Season 2? Yes, absolutely.
Season 1 was excellent? This season's even better somehow.
I agree completely. It is worth,
holy
if you're
smokes.
A fan of Marvel in any way. Even if you're not a fan of Marvel, it's just a good show.
Yeah, really good. Really, really good. I'm really enjoying their interpretation of Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
Their interpretation of Elektra and poor Foggy. he's got it rough. But that's all I got to say about that. There you go. A little callback to the Craig's favorite movie.
Are you gonna get him started on Gump again?
No,
stupid Gump.
Not at all.
movie sucks. It was a black Electra. Black.
I say. Oh, there you go.
Oh, tomorrow I get 50 hero points. That's exciting.
Wow.
That is day 610 got you the black Electra.
I should have known that, except I'd never remember. I only know when I open it up and it shows me.
Yeah, I don't remember any of the rewards. I'm terrible about knowing what's going on. All right, Ian, we'll go with this podcast network.
Oh, hey.
Tell me more.
The podcast network. It's called the soon-to-be-named podcast network. I believe you can find out more at soon-to-be-named-network.com and soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. Both work. Both take you to all our shows. The latest episode of every show, I believe, is posted in the order that it is released. You can check out such shows as The Longbox Heroes and Longbox Heroes After Dark. That is Leonard and Todd's comic book show and their extra show so that they don't try to cram in the nonsense that we try to cram into this show. They just keep it clean and comic booky.
And read the menu from Cinnabon.
It hurts. It's starting to hurt my soul.
If you're playing Stink Palm's game, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, I don't know the rules yet, so I don't know if you're just making people drink or if you're just trying to make me sad.
A little from column B. All works.
Happy birthday to me. Let's see. There's the Podvocacy. Jason and Dave talk about pop culture things going on, a lot of exciting movie and television news. There is the Prodigal Sons podcast, which is a little bit of everything from my bright shining self and three other network mainstays. There is the world famous Fresher and Parlance show, which is a live YouTube broadcast. And there are which are still being touted as the two newest shows. There is the Profane Arguments or Argument starring, which one is it, Ray? You made
it's
it.
Both.
It's both. The Profane Arguments.
It's profane. The Profane Argument.
The Profane Argument, which features Ray and I, along with Jared and Karen, where we provide a secular voice for our listeners. And now the brand new Prime Defective and all Star Trek The Next Generation podcast. I'm sure they'll move on to other seasons of other Star Trek shows, but right now, check them out. Prime Defective. The newest members to the soon-to-be-named network family. Soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
Yeehaw. That's getting really long.
Yeah.
We're going to have to fire some people off this network.
Seriously, someone's got to give up on their show.
Yeah.
Somebody already did.
That's true. We did lose one show, right?
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost Abstractions a while ago.
Yeah, there you go.
So.
And we made up for it by putting two more in.
Right. Now it's just multiplying. Looks like the Prodigal Son's days are numbered. I say that only because I believe it's the longest running one on there. Dadstractions was the previous longest running show on there. Although I'm not sure how long Longbox Heroes has been.
Prodigal Son
doing what
hit
they do.
2 years?
Oh, I think we're past 2 years.
Yeah, I remember. I was trying to remember that you hit the 2 year episode in the summer, right?
Late
summer last year?
Yep.
Somewhere in that ballpark?
Yeah, I was going to say I just did it this week and I've already forgotten what number we're on, but. We're up there. We're well into our second year.
Okay. So a little bit more than the 34 that we've currently achieved.
Correct. But we're full steam ahead.
We are. All right. That's all we got. I'm out of times.
Cool.
All right. I want to thank everybody for joining us this week. As always, check us for updates, puzzlewarriors3.com. You can leave comments via the discuss feature. You can find these shows on Reddit and leave your comments there. As you can tell, Ray likes to read all of them, every single one of them.
I do not. Oh, I spend so much time editing. Well, okay, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but still, it's...
Some editing does occur.
But we love all the comments.
You get the best of the best.
All the comments are amazing. You can find us on iTunes, you can find us on Stitcher, you can find us on Podomatic. What else we got? We got the Facebook, we got
Twitter. SoonToBeNamedNetwork.tumblr.com.
We got Twitter. We got SoonToBeNamedNetwork.tumblr.com. I think
we're
that's
all the place.
Or I think that's
all over
that's
the
all
place.
Socialized up. I think that's all the social time it's got. Something like that. Anyway, if you feel like throwing us a bone, click on our Amazon banner. Buy something. Give us a few pennies. If you like to give us lots of pennies, click on the Become a Patron link from our website. And if you can have your name mentioned on this show, especially if it's Jeff, or you can buy a piece of the show after yourself, or make a guest appearance on this show. All these things are up for grabs. Someone should buy it. Give it a whirl. But that's all we got this week. Goodbye for now, And remember, if you're wearing a tight bodysuit, it makes you want to shoot people. Good night.
Good night.
Goodbye, friends. Yeah, hearing that aloud, all of a sudden, it wasn't nearly as clever as I thought it was when we started. I loved it on paper. Oh, but in my ears, it rang sour.
Don't they all? Oh, wait, I did get, I was at this barbecue joint called Smokin' Betty's. And they had a beer that I've never heard of before. Okay. That was, anyway, the name of the beer was Shut Up, Meg. And it made me laugh.
Was it any good?
I didn't try it.
Oh.
Well, they had a stout with a nitrous tap.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, sure. Well, I got to get the nitrous tap stout. I'm not going to not get that. Happy farmhouse saison, light spicy notes mixed with citrus.
Oh, I'd hate a saison.
Well, then you should not get that beer.
Yeah, I'm still trying it, but I generally do not like that. I like it almost as little as I like wheat beers. Or wheat beers.
I see what you did there. Shut up, Meg.